Hard to believe, but it's week 10 in the NFL. I got Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer here for our NFL picks. Welcome.
Thank you, Danny.
I'm feeling pretty good. We were all 2-0 last week. We only picked two games, but I am still at the top.
Easy.
Yes. Well,
yeah, you rocked it last week.
I'll take what I can get. So I'm 17-8. Ben is 16-9, and Brad is also 16-9. So here's how it works. We'll pick the Raiders and Niner games, and then we'll do some wild cards. And it's going to be a little bit of a twist on that, but we'll tell you about that in a minute. Let's go first with the Raiders taking on the Broncos. This is a big game because the Raiders are doing really well in the conference and the division, and they already have some pretty big wins against division opponents like the Chargers and the Chiefs. So this would really set them up very nicely.
I know. The Raiders right now are what the kids are calling lit. They are fire, and they are awesome. Just kidding. They barely squeaked that game out against the Chargers. In this case, you know, you've got the defense heavy, defense minded team of the Broncos, you know, coming into Las Vegas. And I really feel like, you know, we're going to see a lot of matchups. Everyone's talking about what Ruggs is going to do facing a former teammate. In this case, I think it's going to be Devontae Booker. That's going to be the story because facing his old team, as you've seen, other than the Tampa Bay game, Devontae Booker's yardage has increased every week. He's becoming a nice supporting cast to Josh Jacobs. And obviously when Josh Jacobs is involved in the game early on, the Raiders come out on top. So what I think is going to happen is you're going to see a very run heavy game, but you're also going to see as Carr continues to feel confident about throwing that ball downfield, Aguilar has been a great target. It's one of those things where Raiders are now favored and they always do better as an underdog. But at the same time, I think that there's just the velocity and the frequency in which they score is too great. And I think the Broncos will still score. The Raiders will not stop them, but the Raiders will just outscore them. And that's just going to be how they're going to continue this season going.
It almost feels like it's the dawn of a new era in a lot of different ways. I mean, they're 5-3, man. If it wasn't for the Chiefs being 8-1, like, and just imagine if the Raiders were in the NFC East, they would be the champions already.
Nice.
Declared. I don't think there's any question. You got to go with the Raiders in this game for sure. And that's just going to boost their, you know, being 6-3 is one thing, but to have three wins in the division, that's huge.
That's huge. It's massive.
So we'll both pick the Raiders on that one. And then a game that I thought was interesting 2 weeks ago, now I think might be just might just be a disaster in the making. The 49ers going to New Orleans to take on the Saints. What do you think there?
Is there any way the Niners can win this game? I mean, what happened last week that the Saints destroyed the Bucs?
Yeah.
It's been one of the, you know, watching pouty Tom Brady on the bench is – to me, almost better than watching my children open Christmas presents. It is unbelievable. I loved every minute of it. I think it's great. And I just really don't, you know, unfortunately, you know, the Niners, we've talked about the injury bug, how that's affected them and what it really means. Every team has injury bugs. The Niners have bugs upon bugs upon bugs. Even the bugs have bugs. There's just no way of, and with Garoppolo out, Kittle out and everything, then, you know, everything that's gone on in the last, you know, really the week or so, I just don't see there's a way that the Saints are red hot and Breeze is finally feeling himself. Regardless of his receiver situation, they seem to find ways to eke out some wins. I just can't go against Drew Breeze right now. And I feel like he's finally feeling himself. You know, he's a quarterback that either, you know, he's either hot or cold and that's it. There's really no in between. And it's kind of like Aaron Rodgers in that aspect too. But in this case, I think they played so well against Tampa. You'd be foolish to say, even if their performance was half of what they did last week against the Niners, who are beaten up and, you know, they got punched in the mouth. There's nothing they can do about it. I think it's the Saints all the way.
The craziest stat from the game last week with the Packers and the 49ers was that not one of the skill players playing in that game Thursday night played.
I saw that
in the NFC Championship.
Right. Every single position.
So no, to answer your question, I'm picking the Saints on this one too. It's the first time I picked against the Niners all season.
Ooh.
I know.
That's a guarantee that Niners are going to win now.
But I was going to say, but to answer your question, can they win? They can. I mean, the problem is if they would have had Mostert back this week, I think they really could have, because if they can run the ball and just not make Nick Mullins have to do anything and keep the ball away from Drew Brees, there's always a chance. I think it has potential. All I want is just competitive game. If I can get a competitive game, I'll be happy.
Well, I wish you luck in that, sir. Unfortunately, I don't feel like it's going to be that way.
Sigh. All right. We'll do our wild card picks coming up next.